in a vast abandoned library on the borders of civilization. Matthew and Eric find themselves trapped and lost with little hope of escape, surrounded by nothing but the esoteric books of definitely real authors. They resolve to do all that they can do. Read. This is Lost in Narration.
Hi guys. I really need a better way of starting these by just saying hi to the guests, because every time you can tell how awkward I am.
Well, have you even introduced us, Matthew?
Yeah, I mean, as we just established, this, you know, isn't like the premise is we're in a library, the premise isn't that we're doing a podcast, but yeah, I can introduce you. Steph, this is Lindsay. Lindsay, this is Steph. I don't know if you know each other.
Oh my god.
I feel like you probably would.
Lovely to meet you.
It's nice to meet you.
So just to confirm, this is the first time you both met each other?
Yeah,
this is fucking
Well,
weird.
I do recognize you. Like, I did share a room with someone that looks quite like you, but I don't know.
I didn't share a room with anyone. I was on my lonesome.
Did you have your own room?
You were solo.
I was meant to be a twin, but I ate my twin in the room. So.
Was it tasty or?
They did a bit of seasoning, but yeah, it was pretty good. Yeah. I'm a cannibal, if you didn't know.
Fatty, fatty.
I look like freaking Jeffrey Dahmer right now with my glasses on. So
I'm the real Jeffrey Dahmer. Are you seeing me?
Yeah, you look terrible with those glasses on. You need to get rid of those bad boys, honestly.
I thought they were cute at first, and then that Netflix series came out and everyone else just looks at me like, fuck, there he is. I'm like, no, I
wouldn't. Honestly, it's just trivia for me, because I didn't realize Jeffrey Dahmer had a twin, but there's Jeffrey Dahmer, and there's Jeffrey Dahmer's twin.
He ate him. That's why he don't know. Yeah, in the womb.
Yeah, for sure.
They shared.
Yeah, so what's going on? We're in a library.
Uh-huh. I love libraries. I love sniffing books.
Me too. They smell
sniffing
really
books.
Good. They do smell amazing, but some of them have sticky pages. Sorry, Matthew, I just wanted to let you know that. But they do. They have, some of them are, the pages
right.
are stuck together.
Yeah,
I used to
no,
sit
I
up
mean,
in the
couple,
back of the
yeah.
library and just flick my bean.
Right. Okay.
Cut that out.
And, yeah, for sure.
To the encyclopedia.
Definitely staying in that might just be the entire intro, and then we'll do the story.
Nice.
Obviously, I have full control over that, so I guess if you want me to call that out, you should Venmo me.
No, that's not happening.
Venmo me 20 and I'll remove the part of the episode where you said you sit in
Matthew,
the library.
Do you not know that I literally posted a TikTok about flicking my bean and it went viral on TikTok?
It went viral, yeah.
It went fucking viral.
Recall.
And then
I could link that in the episode description if you really want me to.
I mean,
we'll get it going viral again.
Well, listen, my reputation was over. Someone started tagging my sister-in-law in the comments. So they started just tagging my sister-in-law, who, by the way, I don't follow on TikTok and I haven't spoken to in about 3 years. And they were just tagging her TikTok and linking her Instagram name. And I was like,
Here's what I'm concerned about. I can hear you through Lindsay's audio. It may just be like the mm-hmm. it's like leaking through the headphones.
I hate that word.
You may you yeah. I mean, you did say just a couple minutes ago that you were yeah. Mm. I mean, I don't even want to repeat what you said because I hate it so much. Yep. But you have a problem with the word leaking. So yeah, Lindsay, it may just be a case of the volume's up too high. I don't know.
That sounds like it's going to be a hell of an edit job, Matthew.
It's going to be absolutely fine. All right. You want to start again?
From the start?
What do you mean from the start? It's like 3 minutes.
I can't remember what I was saying.
Where were we? You were saying some vulgar things.
What about me being at the back of the library?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, just flicking my bean to an encyclopedia.
To an encyclopedia? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what I said. You missed it.
To an encyclopedia. So a specific section, a specific letter.
A specific letter.
That's how the encyclopedia works, right? Is letter by letter?
No, you're right. Yeah, that's right.
What's the most erotic letter in your mind?
Jai.
Jai?
Yeah.
You know, I used to touch books and sniff my fingers afterwards.
I was about to thank you for changing your subject, but if we could get back to, what was it, Jai for juice?
Just like, you know, like juice, jugs, jugulars.
What the
jugulars? I guess that's not, jugulars isn't explicitly vulgar, so we can stay on jugulars if that's going to keep us on track. Yeah, jugulars, so neck.
Back. And my crack.
My pussy and my crack.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can't believe I didn't mean that.
That was great.
Yeah. Were you like taking a video there?
I was just Googling.
Texting?
Jugulars?
No, I was Googling encyclopedia.
Regardless, we didn't have your full attention, right? You were Googling encyclopedia.
I was Googling.
Because you said you were, jerking off to it and you didn't really know what it was, well, I guess.
Matthew, I'm not going to lie. See, when you said every page has a different letter, I'm like, no way.
No, I meant every book. The only reason I'm saying that is because of Friends.
Yeah, I know, right. I was thinking that. You should know that, Stephen.
Oh, when Joey sold.
No, he buys encyclopedias.
I have an encyclopedic knowledge of the episode of Friends where they talk about encyclopedias.
It's a good episode. Now I remember, but couldn't tell you what it is. Couldn't tell you what a thesaurus is, what's it called? Dictionary? Encyclopedia?
You can tell us what a dictionary is?
I think I'm too young.
The letter J is in there, so you know that much.
Yeah, for juice. Jai for juice.
Yeah,
Jai for jugular.
For sure. Yeah. And one more word starting with J, so we're on the same page. Jam.
Love jam.
Oh, jugular's in your throat or something. I was thinking boobies. Wait, is that
what
you're
talking
about?
Thinking? Oh god, here we
go. That's jugs, man. That's jugs.
No.
Yeah, I mean, she said jugs before it, so that's probably where we lost you.
Matthew was trying to get off the topic and you're like, boobs!
Steph said jugs and Lindsay's been stuck on that ever since. That's why she hasn't talked.
Catch up, brother.
Alrighty. So, now that we're all on the same page in the encyclopedia.
Jugular.
Video.
Now that we're all on the same jugular.
All of our best material in this intro was stuff that I have to edit out.
Oh, damn.
Fuck.
Let me think of something funny.
Matthew, is it not good content that, like, I used to... Well, I've got some tics as well, so, like, I don't know if you've noticed. I think I've told you about them when I move my jaw and my neck goes haywire and...
Lindsay actually has full-blown Tourette's. And I didn't know this when we were younger. I used to just think it was funny when she would, like, twitch. And I was like,
sick.
I just never understood it.
Yeah, it's so
hard
to control.
She used to sniff her fingers.
And then Josh, when me and
after
me
touching
Josh
books,
what?
Sorry, were you not kidding when you said that you threw your fingers after touching books? Anyway, you were talking about Steph bullying you for having straight up Tourette's.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
On top of everything else that's wrong with you, Lindsay.
Yeah.
I actually have a colleague that bounces his leg when he gets stressed. Don't know if you know him.
That's a straight, it's not like it's a proper stress thing, just bouncing your leg. Like, that's not normal.
Speaking of a proper stress thing, you want to read this book?
Oh,
yeah, let's go ahead.
Can I ask, and I don't know if either of you will know this, but what's the book called?
Wrong Bodies - Google Docs. Uber for Shannon Adults?
Shannon eyes the vehicle again. The Uber driver taps his steering wheel impatiently.
Places to see, people to be.
Sorry, did you say people to be?
I'm a shapeshifter. It won't come up again. Are you getting in?
Okay.
Shannon gets in and the car pulls away from the curb.
Just got one quick stop first. It's on the way though.
No worries. It's not a funeral, is it?
What? Sorry, that was...
Uh,
Relaxing. Just kidding. What? Oh, I get it. Because I'm driving a hearse.
Yeah, it's silly, but that's why I hesitated getting in before. Part of me was thinking, is this a real hearse? Is that a real coffin?
Don't worry about it. Lots of my customers have reservations. They see the hearse and the coffin and they think, is that a real hearse? Is that a real coffin?
Ha, yeah. So, what is it? Just a kind of gimmick?
It's my main source of income. Sorry, I'm Scottish. It's my main source of income.
So, it's a really popular gimmick?
Of course it's popular! They're not exactly making the journey themselves, are they?
Right. And just to confirm, you mean your customers?
Of course.
Of course. And just to further clarify, you mean your alive customers?
Well, I should hope. Oh, fuck, I'm Scottish.
Fuck me.
You're so insistent on doing that.
I'm so drunk.
The character you played in the last episode bursts onto the scene. Hello.
Oh, God. Right, I've got it. Well, I should hope not. They'd be claustrophobic. No, I wouldn't expect my Uber passengers to ride in the coffin. Besides, it's occupado right now anyway. Unless, I could probably scooch them over a little, if you'd like.
There's a corpse in this car, and I think a dog, I hear.
It's a hearse, but yes.
Still a car, I think.
Oh, well, I'm glad we straightened that out. You mind if I focus on the driving now? I haven't looked at the road since we started talking.
Jesus, yes, turn around.
Whoa, okay, cool your jets. All right, I'm going to turn around.
Stuart turns to check the road. They are mere seconds from driving right into traffic. Stuber slams on the brakes, and they come to a stop just in time. Shannon hears and feels a loud thunk from behind her.
Fuck! Did someone just hit us?
Calm down! It's just the coffin.
It's not even secure?
It's gonna be in the ground soon anyway. What's a few dents? Not like anyone's gonna see them.
I can't believe there's a corpse behind me.
Hush! Wait. That thunk. What did it sound like to you?
It sounded like an unsecured coffin rolling around in the hearse.
No, not the coffin. The body. What kind of body did that sound like? Big corpse, little corpse, large corpse, small corpse?
I don't know. I don't often hear corpse heads smacking against the wood of a coffin.
Ugh, that's all right. It comes with practice. I'll tell you something, though.
Stubber turns to look at Shannon. She watches the stoplights go green, and a cacophony of honking begins.
That corpse don't sound like Polly!
A few minutes later, they're pulled into a lay-by.
Alright, hold tight. I got to investigate.
Look, I'm not going to argue that I'm in a rush, but this is not how I intended my day to go. I think I'll just get another ride.
No, come on! I'll just be a second.
Stubber gets out of the car and walks around to the back. He opens the trunk and slides off the lid of the coffin.
Who the fuck is this?
Put the lid back on!
Stubber slides the lid back on.
How is that even possible that it's not the right corpse? Where did you even pick it up?
The body shop! Bitch.
Fucking hell.
The body shop! By which I mean the morgue.
And you didn't check?
And imply that I don't have faith in my morgue guy? You know what a hearse driver would be without a morgue guy?
Not a hearse driver?
That's... exactly right, actually. Bingo! And that's what I said to my morgue guy! He said, you here for Polly? And I said, yes! And he said, bingo!
So he said bingo.
Bingo.
You should probably have more checks in place than the morgue guy just saying the name of the corpse.
Could we skip to solutions? I know you're all cut up in just how much the more guys fucked us over, but can we please skip to solutions? My career isn't... What's wrong? What is it, Matthew?
I don't know. I even I don't know how to say the name Maim. Let me Google how to say that name.
Maim Bialik?
Bialik.
It might be
Maim Bialik.
Bet what you're wondering right now is, if I ever got to go out with Maim Bialik and I ate asparagus,
Maim Bialik. Easy, and we're just, I guess we're just...
Oh, I'm going to fuck that up, Amy. Maim Bialik. Right.
A Jeopardy joke for all of our British fans that have no idea what this means.
I don't have any idea what this means. Can we skip to solutions? I know you're all caught up in just how much the more guys fucked us over, but could we please skip to solutions? My career is in jeopardy here. And not just the good kind with Ken Jennings, the bad kind with Maim Bialik.
What do you have against Maim Bialik?
Fuck, I fucked up.
You know what? It's fine, you're Scottish.
Tomato, tomato. Same thing.
It's fine.
She's a woman!
Jesus!
No, the corpse. It's a woman. I recognise her.
Please don't tell me it's your mother or something.
My mother? My mother's dead.
Which categorically doesn't count her out, right?
Holy shit. Ah! I'm getting it down. The morgue guy must have given me the wrong corpse. Because this corpse is Polly!
So it is Polly?
No, not Paul. Polly. P-O-L-L-Y.
My favourite moment in the script so far is when you misread aha as ah, so you screamed.
My dyslexic sister, everyone.
Stuber thumps the coffin a couple times, distastefully.
Polly!
You said Polly before, not Paul.
Well, no. The more guy said Polly. I just figured he'd been close or something, and that was his nickname for him. Beep. The more guy said Polly.
P-O-L-L-Y? You assumed it was Paul's nickname? Polly?
I'd really like to skip to solutions.
I'd really like to book another ride.
Come on! Is it really less interesting than what you had planned for today? What did you have planned for today?
Gate crash a funeral?
Whoa, close.
Really close to what ended up happening, yeah.
Fuck it. Shannon, I don't know you, and you've been extremely hostile towards me ever since I revealed mid-journey that you were sitting mere inches from a corpse. But you will go to the funeral?
Shannon finally gets out of the car and joins Stuart to look down at the coffin.
P-O-L-L-Y's funeral?
No! P-O-L-L-Y's funeral is tomorrow. We're going to P-A-U-L-I-E's funeral.
But we have her own corpse.
Doesn't matter. Both of these funerals are closed casket. So they'll literally never know.
I really don't feel good about that.
Yeah, it doesn't really sit well with me either.
I guess you're just going to have to own up.
Sorry, I should have clarified. I was actually looking for better ideas than the last one. And fast. The funeral starts in 4 minutes.
But what else do we have?
Switcheroo?
Are you serious?
Why not? We drop off the coffin, wait till the crowd starts dozing, cause a big distraction and BAM! In, out.
You want to cause a big distraction during a funeral?
Yes.
A distraction so big that everyone looks away long enough that we can sneak in and swap the body in the coffin with a different body.
That is my vision, yes.
While the crowd is distracted, you want to remove the lid of the coffin, lift out the corpse with your bare hands, and swap it with a different corpse. Again, with your bare hands.
God, this is like that one episode of Scooby-Doo, you know, where they had a plan?
Every episode.
So what do you think?
By God! I think you've got it!
No! Shannon and Stuber turn around. Behind them in the lay-by are two black limousines. Several people are leaning out the windows, dressed all in black and looking very, very angry. A man gets out and storms towards them. He jabs a finger at Stuber. Are you fucking insane?
You've been behind us this whole time?
We've been listening to every twisted idea you've had, but switcheroo? That's where I draw the fucking line. Shannon looks at Stuber.
How did we not notice the rest of the procession has been behind us this whole time?
I don't know. They were very quiet.
Stuber looks at the man, as if he's being unreasonable.
Why didn't you say anything? I had no idea you were behind us.
My mother, who also happens to be Polly's mother, is frightfully unwell. She doesn't do well with stress. Lately, we've had the feeling that 1 ounce of uncertainty could be enough to tip her over the edge. So we told her you had a flat tire. It never feels good lying to family, but what am I supposed to tell her? That the guy driving the hearse picked up the wrong body? Where the hell is their undertaker, even?
Under what?
I'm sorry, I just need someone to clarify. Is she Polly's mother or Polly's mother?
You fucker. I should put you in the ground for this.
There's a queue.
You know what? Give me your boss's number. I will not stand for this. I should be reading my brother's eulogy right now.
Oh, I'm freelance. And you still could.
What?
I mean, you still could read your brother's eulogy. Nothing's stopping you. I'm sure we'd all love to hear it.
I'd be interested to hear it. I've never really dabbled in death.
As a concept?
Yeah, I just never really bought it.
That people die?
Yeah.
That explains the funeral crashing thing.
Seriously? No.
Then I'll sue you. I'll sue you for everything you're worth.
Oh, everything I'm worth? Quick, I'm airing out my 7 cents.
Nice one.
I'll sue you too.
Hey, what's with all this animosity today? He made a simple mistake. Polly, it could have happened to anyone.
Then why has this never happened before in the history of mankind?
Well, you're being hyperbolic there, surely. I mean, in all of history, this must have happened at least once.
Hold on, I'll Google it.
Thanks.
Nobody's Googling anything.
Look, I know we're all feeling a little antsy today. I get it. I've been crabby all morning. But, and what's your name?
Young Rock.
Your name is Young Rock?
Yes.
So, like, never mind. Look, I made a mistake. We all make mistakes, don't we?
Yes, we all make mistakes.
I bet you've made some mistakes, right?
Young Rock nods slowly.
Hell, I bet even your sweet old mother back there has made some mistakes, huh?
You're damn right. All the way back to naming your kids.
Ah, so you are self-aware about your name being...
I mean, Paul? What kind of name is that?
Right. Look, what I'm trying to say is...
You made a mistake.
I made a mistake! And I'm sorry. And so is Shannon.
What do I have to be sorry for? All right, accomplice.
Do you forgive me, Young Rock?
Yes. I forgive you. But... You'll help me straighten this out, at least. My mother really can't handle much more of a delay.
You have my word. We'll get this all sorted.
And I can crash the funeral?
I can't exactly stop you.
What a great day this turned out to be!
And I'm sorry for threatening you before. It's rough right now, you know, losing your brother so suddenly. It really makes you lose your cool, even in the small things.
How did your brother die? If you don't mind me asking.
It was a hit and run. By an Uber, in fact.
Oh, promise you won't hate me.
I hear that dog. Did anyone hear that dog?
Oh my god. Is there a dog in a library?
Oh, balls.
That's illegal.
That's illegal?
Listen,
that's illegal.
I am so sorry about the whining and the crying.
Oh,
I know Stephanie gets really upset, but my dog was also crying.
Sorry, is this your dog you brought in the library?
All right. So, so what did you think about that book? Pretty top notch stuff, huh?
That was pretty good. I liked it.
What was it based on, Matthew? So, you know, sometimes obviously your imagination's all over the joint, but I mean, that's pretty morbid, you know, funerals, corpses, hearses, that kind of thing.
What
inspired this book?
I'm actually glad you mentioned it, because this script and the two scripts after this are all based around death and funerals and dying. So welcome to the first week of Corpse Month, I guess. And look out for more, yeah, more death-inspired stories. Really glad you mentioned that.
Are you okay, Matthew?
Yeah, I guess not. when you look at it like that, I guess death's on the old mind.
Can I just, you know, maybe you should look into some sort of therapy?
Do you need help? What's going on? Do you want to talk about it? I mean, I know.
I'm glad you mentioned that. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. obviously, I'm a millionaire podcaster, so when I say therapy's good, I've been to therapy, and I'm like talking about how good therapy is, I'm not talking about BetterHelp. I'm talking about therapy in general, which obviously is an endorsement of the product I'm selling, which is BetterHelp. It's like if you were doing an ad for Papa John's, and you were like, this episode is sponsored by Papa John's. I've had pizza before. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, I love pizza.
I love pizza. What do you get in your pizza?
And that's therapy to me, just ranting about pizza.
Tell me what you get in your pizza then, and we'll help you out.
I usually get an everything.
Oh.
Okay. Bad boy. Oh.
don't he loves all the meat. The meat on his pizza.
And all the veg. And all the veg. Let's not get carried away. I get everything on my pizza, which means every meat. And every vegetable.
You're gonna grow big and strong, just like your daddy.
Are you saying that I'm not already big and strong? Because that's actually really fucking offensive. Because big and strong is currently my only personality trait.
Really? Really? Said Shannon.
My Instagram bio is big and strong.
Matthew, I think if we had what's it called?
Duck it.
That we match.
This is gonna be rough. An intervention.
No. One of those two.
You're saying you could beat the shit out of me?
Well, it's just facts.
Probably, yeah. You'd punch my glasses and they would shatter, and the lenses are so thick that they would like blind me permanently. And then you could just go for the throat, I guess. But not to give you tips for when we fight.
You're acting surprised by that. I literally pin you against the wall every night out, like we have together. It's a work night out as well, so.
Don't. Phrase it like that, but yeah, I am notoriously beaten alive.
Fuck.
every time you drink, so I guess that's a problem you should look
give
into.
Me your chips, punk.
Yeah,
no, as is the Blue Lagoon, that's our that's just what
give me
we
your
do.
Chips, punk is usually what you say before you knock my fucking lights out,
classic.
And you still wanted me on the podcast. You still want me on the pod. That's nice.
Yeah, well, as far as I know, you can't punch me from here, so.
I know where you live.
I guess it's possible that you do know where I live, because we did used to work together, so you could have, like, just sort of logged into to Atlas and seen my address.
Listen, I was your lane manager at some point. I hope we don't forget that. All right, I made you who
the
you are.
The last time we did an episode together, you were my manager. People probably assumed that was a joke, especially because you gave me a one-to-one during the episode. But that wasn't fact true. All right, yeah. So we should wrap this up.
No, I'm freaking unemployed and I'm moving to Australia.
Yeah, Steph quit a job and is moving to Australia, presumably to get away from me.
No, Matthew, you know I'll miss you. But I'm never coming home, so you guys are gonna have to come and visit. And I know, Matthew, you just like staying indoors. You don't like heat or you know. I mean, you risk it all for Momo, so so hopefully you would risk it to come visit me, your old manager.
I'm willing to burn for Momo. I don't know about you, but I could, see if I can convince Momo to take the, what was it, 400-hour flight or something?
You're never seeing Matthew again.
No.
I've been to America a couple of times. That's kind of long.
Well, I think it's like 8 hours. This is like a number of flights. But Matthew's just chronically online. So
exactly, yeah.
It's just catch you on Discord.
I just booked my flight to Sydney while we were talking. So I'll see you in 3 weeks.
All right, see you there. See you then. And Lindsay, you're coming with the dog. It's going to cost £4,000 to ship over Cali to Sydney, which we're starting a GoFundMe. So if everyone
ship
could please
her over in a box,
literally, that's the plan. So Matthew, if you could please convince your listeners, like Lindsay's obviously going to plead her case, but we're going to need to raise some funds here. So Lindsay, take it away.
We're going to start a GoFundMe, so me and my dog can go to Sydney to see my sister, so that she can give her belly scratches, and link below. Thanks a bunch. You know, if you are going to donate, I think you should, because I've got IBS, endometriosis, I have Tourette's, you know, I used to eat chalk as well, and maybe a small case of athlete's foot, I'm not too sure yet. So if you could please donate, that would mean a lot. Remember, I've got endometriosis and I'm in pain every day, so it'd be really nice. Thank you.
Yeah, so to sum up, donate to Chalk Girl. Yeah, and that will need to be the return flight as well, because we can't, you know, they don't want to be stranded. Yeah, and just to wrap up, a little bit awkward, but I would like to remind you both that you are stuck in a library.
Fuck.
So you can't go to Australia, right? You're stuck
Fuck.
In a library. You're delusional.
Is Australia in the encyclopedia?
Probably near the start.
And I'll sniff it out.
If the letters thing is right. But again, Friends is my only knowledge of encyclopedia, so I don't know.
Okay, well, maybe I can read about Australia and just close my eyes and imagine. That would be
That's
nice.
That's really fucking beautiful. You know what? Manifesting is just as good as the real thing.
So true. So true, bestie. We just start eating books. Because how do you feed yourself in the library, Matthew? Do people come deliver lunch? Or what do you do? Just.
Oh, no, yeah, no, we eat the books.
Oh, I was gonna say.
All right, dig in.
Dinner time.
Desperately trying to wrap up. How do you eat?
This has been Lost in Narration. Tune in next week to find out what the boys get into next. Though it's probably more books because of the library thing. Yeah.